Blog Talk Radio.
John Wayne was a fag.
What'd you say, Mother?
What? John Wayne was a fag.
The hell he was!
He was too, you boys. I installed two-way mirrors in his pad in Brentwood. And he come to the door in a dress.
You're fucking nuts.
That doesn't mean he was a homo, Miller.
A lot of straight guys like to watch their buddies fuck.
They do?
No, I do.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Damn straight, I do.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like,
you heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of hell.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No,
Giddy up.
Chocolate brown. Lord, take your color, make me a chocolate brown. Move me in the PM to that place of town. Make me know the boogie, how to jump it right. Pad my narrow shoulders and peg my trousers tight. Make my talking mellow, make my walking slow. Make me clap and shout when that tremble starts to blow. Shout the blues, make the whole joint tumble. Lord, when I blow my fuse. But early in the morning, in the early bright, you'll oblige me, Lord, if you will make me wise.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour Friday Possum Theme.
weird. I have two uploads of the Canon theme. One's a 2 and a 2 minute one. I don't know what that's about. Maybe we'll run out of shit to do and play that one for you later. Well, hope everyone had a wonderful and safe New Year's celebration. I usually don't even, know it's New Year's until you hear the fireworks going off or the gunshots, that if the case may be. But last night I sat down, I wanted to see that fucking boat, big ball drop, just to make sure, you know, like, I was like, is it thinking it's like stick half the way down, and we got a fucking stick in 2020 for another couple of days or something, you know, like, I mean, the election never ended, why should the fucking torturous year, right? So, anyway, neither here nor there. You're listening to Grenache Network, which is just this show. Don't kid yourself. It's not this, and we do Mondays and Fridays. Oh, and then this Wednesday, tune in at 7:30 a.m. for Captain Billy's Whiz Bang, right here in the Grenache Network. All right. We're going to bring on the Gumb just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those Speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance sung by Mr. Arthur Collins, Edison Record 19-5. Now the beat that struck this town, it has turned me upside down. When the band begins to play, I stop dancing right away. Many things are out of date, Taj Mahal has lost its gate. But a two-step dancing round the place can make my feet behave. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Let's go into a trance and take most any chance. Round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. Oh, round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance. On the floor you gaily glide as you hit from side to side. When the bang the big bass drum, it's a cinch you're moving some. It may be against your will, but you really can't keep still. For you got no chance, it makes you prance to do that two-step dance. Oh, I get dizzy when I do that two-step dance. I go into a trance and take most than a chance. Round and round and round I go, I'm on the job, all right. You know I'm dizzy when I do that two-step dance.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Enter! I'm trying to get into the chat room.
Are you having trouble getting in the chat, dear?
No, I'm having trouble with the laptop. Every now and again, it goes kablooey on me.
Well, how was your New Year's?
As usual, slinging cigars. That's all I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hoist the kratom at midnight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trade him for some stogies.
Nice. Oh, kitchen still smells like kielbasa.
Okay.
Actually, it wasn't kielbasa. That andouille stuff. The French.
Andouille.
Andouille. It's like a...
Okay.
It's kielbasa, but the French do it, and they stuff it with garlic crap.
Frog legs.
Huh. Frog, yeah. But I thought I mentioned that before. But I discovered it by accident. Looking for a Polish kielbaska or something, you know.
About
that. I said, holy shit, this is a whole new ball game over here.
How what? You like it. You enjoy that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Plenty of garlic. I haven't got an extra
garlic.
Clove. Cut it up in the fry pan there. Beauty.
I had garlic pizza. I had my white pizza with black olives.
Ooh, nice. I could eat that.
I love it.
We haven't talked since Friday. Week ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. What happened?
I finished up my comic book collection on Saturday.
Alright. Got it organized.
19 long boxes of comic books. I don't know how many that is, but it's
Ooh.
A fucking metric ton of comic books.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
I mean, you could, if you dropped this on somebody, you would kill them. Somehow,
shit.
You know, wrapped it up and dropped it on somebody, you'd be like a weapon of mass destruction. Block of comics, I guess.
That's a lot of comics.
But anyway. it looks so nice, all stacked up. I got the boxes, like, you know, in order and everything. Everything's in such order. It's all catalogs. You know, every fucking book that's in there. They're all bagged and boarded.
Beauty.
So then it got me going, man. And one thing right to another. And that whole room's done. I changed it all around. It looks good. Moved some shit around.
Nice.
So I've been doing that all week. Kind of bedroom was pretty good already, but I worked real good in the guest room, and then started in on the office in here the other day.
Uh-huh.
So pretty cool, man.
Busy man.
It's a very, very nice end of the year thing because you know you start off
uh-huh.
the new year with a clean house, everything organized.
Yeah, well, you had a whole year sitting on your ass at the house though, and now you're doing it.
I know. I was thinking that. What the fuck? Did my alarm go off? 10 months of sitting on my ass and doing nothing. All of a sudden, it's like I can't stop cleaning the house. Weird.
Well, good job. Good job.
I had a thing yesterday. I was reticent to bring this up because it makes it sound like I live in a hellhole. I don't. It's a nice crib, man. But, you know, a mouse can be a very destructive motherfucker, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, luckily, all my comics, except for one small stack of them, were in boxes. Didn't get touched. Totally spared. They said he chewed a Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen, which I'll never forgive any mouse for, ever. That's a sack.
Oh, no. That's just cruel.
So, I'm in the office here. I didn't know I had a mouse problem in here. Apparently, at one point, I did. Now, I was giving Ted these treats where he would eat the jerky off and leave the stick, you know?
Yeah.
And there were like a million of these sticks around. And it's this one industrious mouse, he had dragged all these fucking rawhide sticks behind all the boxes and shit in here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he's stocking up for winter. Okay, I'll set these here. You know, and then he'd come back with a little bit and then... Go do his thing. That was the most industrious fucker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I was cleaning up his poop all day yesterday.
Building a house.
Huh? Yeah.
Building
yeah.
a house or something.
Yeah. He's just getting put supplies away, you know, I guess. And I spent all day cleaning up mouse poop back in here. I don't believe there's any critters in here, man. I think that was, you know, that could be any time in the last 6-7 years that happened. But, dang, man. Sitting here about 11 o'clock. About 11 o'clock, I went to bed. Kind of hurt. Well, no, that was New Year's Eve. I guess I was in the bedroom sitting watching TV. About 11. No, it was, I'm sorry, it was after midnight. I had rung in the New Year, and I went to bed. It was like 1:30, and I'm sitting on the end of the bed, and I hear snap. Got a Mickey in the kitchen. Motherfucker.
There you go. There you go. No more
you
Mr.
Know
nice Guy.
And you know why it was extra fun? Because he got into my archives, man. Like all my newspapers shit that I'd had published and stuff over the years.
Yeah.
This one.
Kill them all.
An article they did of me in the paper, right? He fucking chewed that all to hell, man. Just picture me.
Oh,
you know, like, hey, thank you for that, man. So when that snap went off, I'm like, I don't believe it. Because I just said it earlier in the day. I'm like, I don't believe it. Bastard.
More than
dying out. So hopefully that's about it on the mice. Because I know there's none in the guest room. Boy, that was another mouse. That was an older one, because that shit had been in there for a while, the guy that had all the paper under the one dresser there. He made a nice bed. He had a nice little crib. Glad that's over with. I think I've cleaned up.
Good.
I don't know if there's any poop. There might be a little poop behind this other dresser in here. But I'll get to that tomorrow. I think the majority
of
the damage
was... That's just little pellets, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, like pizza toppings.
Yeah.
They're not even pellets, man. They're just like little flecks, you know? Oh, my God. Don't discount the destructiveness of their piss as well. There was this one particular issue of Hoot that must have been the urinal, because it was just covered like it...
Oh, Jesus.
Really brown stain on it. Luckily, it wasn't one of my covers, so it was, you know, huge loss. Dan Collins. He's the famous guy.
Oh, the life of a mouse.
I know. Fucker, man. My archives. So now the archives, they're all boxed, man. You ain't getting near my fucking archives. I learned my lesson.
The bad
rate.
Set
so,
more traps,
we
just
missed...
in case.
Oh, yeah. I try. The one I got today, the one I got last night, the trap, he wasn't in the trap, right?
Yeah.
He was, like, laying beside it, you know. It's just like it was a blow to the head that did him in.
Oh, okay.
And so,
so it's reusable.
Well, yeah. I thought, well, I can use this one again. But it had stressed out the wood in the trap, and I couldn't set it again. So I throw it out. I'm out of traps. Got poison all over the place, though. I mean, everywhere you look, poison hotels. I hate the fucking thing. I'm done with him. I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. We're done. I'm not fucking around anymore. I'm on a warpath.
Fuck them all.
And if something happens to Ted, I'm getting a fucking mouser, man. A really badass motherfucker.
Mean ass mouser, yeah.
Yes. Motherfuckers. Bite their heads.
I mean, Jimmy Olsen never hurt anybody. What the fuck?
I know. Fucking Jimmy Olsen, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well,
enough of that.
Kid.
Gonna blow something up.
Blow something up.
Left over from last week, or from Monday. Because I promised I'd blow this up. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Yeah.
But I couldn't bring myself to blow up the Spike Jonze version because, you know, he's a deity.
Spike.
Yeah, I mean, he's Spike Jonze. So we found some country fuck. I don't know. Take my list of this stuff. Jimmy Joe Walgreen. Here it is. Ah!
hold up to train.
Not coming up.
The whole network was down.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ford reported in that even the right wing religious shows and shit didn't have their chats, but they were venturing on anyway because they have important crap to say.
Oh yeah.
Ugh. Who? Isn't everybody just politics the fuck out by now?
Yeah.
You know, my God.
There's a good show on Netflix. Good show on Netflix called Death of 2020. It's funny, and it goes over the whole year and everything. It's pretty funny, too. And they really tear apart the Republicans in this thing and our Bobo.
I hardly ever watch that. But I turn to it all the time. I'm always leaning on the remote, and it goes to Netflix. I'm like, have a crying out loud. He's got a hair trigger. All right, Teddy, you're ready. Right.
All right, Ted.
All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge. Right, Ted?
The Possum Lounge.
We mentioned Ford Prefect. He may not make it tonight. He's not feeling well. But he had a note from his mother. Dear Commodore, please excuse Ford. Not feeling well, signed Ford's mother. Thank you very much.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what it said, Ted. All right, and there's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Alice, sweet Alice.
Just one bark for Apple Cheeks Alice?
Jesus,
Ted. That's all she gets? Apple Cheeks.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay. Okay, there you go.
Kind of an afterthought there. All right. Okay. All right. There's Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming, Alice. Sure. There's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, huh, Bubby? I know. You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart. You old fuck. You're older than dirt. Thanks for coming, Cake. It's always it's a shame. Let's see. What's this one? Hong Kong Rock. Oh, Captain Billy's Whiz Bang. Politically incorrect. And there's G.T. Trenton, our old pal, the strongest Trenton. Man on the internet. Sends out them Christmas cards, man. Gotta love it.
GTO.
Right, Ted? Had a picture of a dog on mine, huh? Right, Ted? He said, Ted. That's Ted. Huh. Wasn't that thoughtful? He's thinking of you, Ted. So we took him down. We took down all the cards. Yours, Dwang, the mailman, and Michelle's from next door. And, yeah,
Michelle.
We'll get out the 1 foot tall tree next year. Roll. Season. Oh yeah, and I got an ornament. It's a Wonderful Life ornament. Oh, and my all elfed up flask. It's got an elf on there.
Oh, okay.
Elfed up. The flat, you know, like whiskey flat. Season.
But some scotch.
This is my Christmas decoration. But no, I didn't have any juice in it. Blank. All right, Ted. Okay. And there's other people's eyes. Our old pal Ope, Ted. Our old pal Ope. Our old pal Ope. Our old pal Ope. Ope.
Other people's eyes.
You silly. All right. And last but not least, the sinister minister of finance and parking, right? Professor R.J. Gumby. There's a good treat for
good
a boy.
Ted.
All right. Go lay down,
boo
boo. All right.
Boo-boo.
There they are, ladies and germs and dogs and cats. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Tom.
As the beaver.
big, massive dumps. Okie doke.
He lives on. He lives on.
Boom, boom, boom. That was, for the inquiring minds, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. I love the name of that group, right?
Dig
the Magnetic Zero.
Uh-huh.
That's another Gumby find there. You're on a roll there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Man, I've had the TZ on all the last 2 days, you know. Twilight
TZ.
Zone.
Oh, okay.
Twilight Zone. And I got, you know what's on right now?
What's that?
It's a good thing you did. It's a good thing you did. And he wishes him into the cornfield, that guy.
Oh, okay.
Billy Mumy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on. It's the most famous episode. He says, you're a bad man. You're a very bad man. The guy's a fucking jack in a box in the next shot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Kid's a fucking
definitely.
Psycho, man. You gotta love it. It's a good life. There it is. It's just starting now. So you probably all want to tune out from this stupid show and watch classic television. Man, I caught To Serve Man earlier. A lot of my favorites. I caught a couple I don't think I'd ever seen before.
Yeah.
That usually happens. Or maybe I forgot.
My guess is you know? Forgot them. Yeah.
Yeah. There was one funny one where this guy all his appliances in his house, every machine he owned hated him. And his car's chasing him around the house. This old Duesenberg or something. It's fucking hilarious, man. I don't remember ever seeing that one before, but like you say, Twilight Zone was one of, Apple Cheeks loves Twilight Zone. It's one of the best shows ever.
Definitely. That's those shows that they get it all together in half an hour. If it goes on an hour, it sucks.
Yeah, the hour ones drag a little bit. Yeah. It's just
like,
a brilliant
like
show.
Hitchy's half hour
some,
show
not all,
is brilliant.
They're not all, you know,
yeah.
gems, but, man, more than not, you know.
Yeah, I hate really. It when the Hitchcocks went to an hour. That was just dragged out.
Excuse me. I believe the same thing's true with, like, Gunsmoke. The half-hour episodes are tightly written, yet they do it. They do exposition. They do all this and that, you know, and they even have comedy. And they manage to do that all in, you know, less than 30 minutes. When you stretch out.
Yep.
A lot of shots of guys riding across the prairie and shit, you know?
And the shows that shouldn't have been a half hour long is like that Danger Man I was watching or Peter Gunn. That show should have been an hour.
Yeah, for the music alone, man.
Exactly.
Gigantor hates that show. He hates Peter Gunn.
Oh, really? No shit.
Yeah, he can't. He does not. He's what the fuck is with this show?
But he likes Joey Bishop and Red Buttons. So
I think it might be because when Peter Gunn comes on, he knows he has to get up for work in a little bit.
Oh, okay. A psychosomatic thing there.
Yeah.
I wanted to drink at Mother's. That's what I always wanted.
Man, Sherry. Jerry, what's her head from the Danny Thomas show is like naked in that in the movie from 68.
Hoofa. Hoofa.
The girl from Star Trek.
Sherry Lynn? Sherry.
Dang it. I'll check Captain.
Do your zero myself. Whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Now I'm in the mood for that show now.
What is? Oh, the Peter Gunn?
I'm
Sherry Jackson.
Peter Gunn now.
Ding, ding, ding. For crying out. For crying out loud on a cracker.
Is she a redhead? She's a sweet redhead in that movie, too. Burnett, was it?
Well, yeah, I guess she did have a red. She did have red hair.
Yeah. I think you told me about that movie, and
it was on YouTube, man. At that point, and then man, she like her whole part in the movie. She just shows up in dude's apartment naked all the time. Like, oh, you're still here? Yeah, still naked too. And he gets called away on business.
Sweet.
It's a rough life, but somebody's got to be Peter Gunn. I want to wish everybody a happy Jan Day in advance.
Hey, that's right. I forgot.
Lay down.
I got to go to her page.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I forgot about that.
Haven't already, go to Fake Jan's. Happy Fake Jan Day. Sorry, Fake Jan.
Yep, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you got plenty of time, kids. It's tomorrow.
Real Jan? Forget him. I don't think she's on Facebook, man. But
no, she's in her own world.
She's cool.
There you.
If you write something on her thing, man, she'll like, hey, man. Knowledge that you know her. You're like, hey, Fake Jan, man.
Yeah. She wrote something Grenache a few years ago.
Yeah.
I had to drag her attention to it, but still.
She's cool, man.
Yeah, she's
all right. You know what the final answer to the final clue on Jeopardy was? The final question, the final clue?
Yeah, what?
I was watching it. It was last Friday. It was like Alex Trebek died 2 weeks later after filming it.
Yeah.
It was, they were done with the production run. Christmas Day, I guess, And I knew the answer!
Oh, okay.
Clue was this director had his, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was what was written on his gravestone.
Okay.
Something about, I'm only a writer or something like that, and I thought, I'm going to go with who is Billy Wilder. Booyah!
Okay.
Not at all, man. They owe me millions. But that was kind of cool, man.
I didn't know that.
That was the last.
He did brag about his writing. He preferred his writing to anything else.
Yeah. Something about him being just a humble writer in his in his grave.
Yep.
So, that was cool.
Booyah.
And also, it's a good idea. You think about it, it's a pretty good idea not to fly on New Year's Eve, Because you got
in
1973, Roberto Clemente, whoop, in the drink.
Okay.
Well, of course, he was on an overloaded, outdated plane. piloted by a guy named Manuel. didn't work out so good.
Don't mind him, he's from
Boston. And
then
Rick Nelson.
Yeah.
They were not free basing.
That was
did not cause the thing.
That was a rumor.
Yeah. Something blew up, caught on fire, and that was it. I also read that fucking Leonard Skinner, right? They also went down, not on New Year's Eve, but in a plane wreck. And they knew that they'd been flying on this plane. They knew it was past its prime. And they discussed it before they took got on the damn thing. This is last flight in this plane.
What a guy.
How right you are. Man. Jeez. They were planning, this is it. We're junking this thing after this.
I told you a story about one of the survivors, right?
I don't know.
It was on the Howard Stern show. He said he got up. He said he was covered in dirt and blood. And he has this long hair. And he ran out. He went to get help or something like that. And went up to some farmer or something like that. And the guy came out and started shooting at him. Because he was a long-haired guy full of blood. He survived the plane crash. Some farmer shooting at him.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I got a thing for young Cloris Leachman.
Are you?
We're talking brick shithouse over.
Oh, Christ. And the Ralph Meeker movie, that Mike Hammer movie where she's running around wearing nothing but a raincoat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like in a Western, she'll ball her up like a dance hall gal, you know, with the boobs scrunched up and everything there. I love that. All right. Oh, this is portion of the show where I let Ted in. You're a good buddy. You're a good pal. Everybody loves Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Got water. Grab a beer since I'm here. Well, I hope we're cool, man. Ted? He lays down. That'd be nice. Okay, where are we at in the shoe? Well, hell, man.
Huh? Closing in on 3 minutes is too soon.
Closing in on the old three.
Okay, all right.
That's cool.
You got a winner today.
No. Moving right along. If you're a new listener, this is the portion of our show called 3 Minutes You'll Never Get Back.
3 minutes. At the end.
Once it's over, you'll realize why.
Dramatic.
It's a THX tonight.
Shit.
Smell-o-vision and surround sound.
Attention.
Quadraphonic. Quadraphonic low fidelity.
Got it all, baby.
Lo-fi 4D. All that. Oh, okay. So, we have a Happy New Year, 3 minutes. Very appropriate.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what better night on Possum Hour could we possibly? Although, the way it turned out, I had a Hanukkah yodel scheduled for Monday. And now Hanukkah's over. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to have to, like, what are you barking at?
I'm having a feeling that this might be Art Paul.
No. Could have been.
Okay.
He sent me one.
I know. He sent everyone one.
But no, this is the Russian Snow Boys.
Oh,
3 minutes.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Russian Dream. And now, listen a song from Russian Snow Boys. My father is an engineer, and my mother from Moscow. My name is Alyosha.
We play snowballs and make a snowman. Now we watch how the gopniks break it. People are drunk. Having fun. Here's Peoria stuck in
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Introduction.
Yes.
I can't. I'm thinking I didn't give Ted his pain pill. He's yapping in there a little bit.
Ooh, give him his pain pill.
Yeah.
And take one for yourself. What the hell? It's New Year's.
Yeah, take a couple. Take a couple. Small. poor Teddy. Just need your pill, babe. Oh. All right, babe. Oh, you want to? Okay. I know what he wants. Come here, baby. He wants me to put him up in bed. Oh. Oh, boy. He doesn't look like he weighs a lot. You'd be surprised. Hey. Okay.
He takes a good picture. I like that picture.
Yeah, it came on nice. I thought I'd share that because ain't going to be too many more pictures of that poor old guy. He's getting there. He's on the last leg. Of course, he's been on his last leg for 6 years. You know, so. Kind of makes a career of it. So I saw this. I'm sure you know about this, or did we already? We may have already done this one. Woody Allen.
Uh-huh.
Set to start filming his 50th movie.
Yep.
Paris in 2021.
Yep. Back in Paris. 50th fucking movie.
50
guy's
fucking
remarkable.
Movies. That's a lot of movies. Do they count What's New Pussycat?
No.
they count Casino Royale? They don't count that?
No. Nope.
He wrote some jokes for that.
Only the ones he directed.
So what's the first one? Bananas?
No,
or
take
no,
the money and run.
Take the money and run. Yeah.
Yeah, then bananas. Yeah.
Wow. I'm about 30 movies behind. I'll get there though.
I
saw the one with
I own them all the way up to Wonder Wheel. Now it's like, you know, you're wasting your money getting DVDs, so I got to stop, you know, just buy it off for this thing.
Yeah.
Buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, I stopped buying anything, man, like you know, when we were kids, you'd buy the record album, and then they're like, oh, no, man, you got to buy the 8-track, man, so then you buy the 8-track, and then, oh, no, man, you got to have it on cassette, or you're just like square, oh, okay, I get the cassette. And then, another company, hey, man, you got to have a CD, man. Like, yeah, all right, enough's
gone.
Enough. Enough's enough. And now I don't even play CDs, no.
I got a whole shed full of DVDs, CDs. I got a whole fucking shed full of that crap.
Yeah. I only bought a handful of DVDs.
Oh, crazy. I got about 9 boxes of them.
I got one that Bogey still hasn't returned it. It was very cool that, Bob Crane story with Autofocus. Yeah. That was a kinky fucking movie.
Great Kinnear did a great job on that one.
Yeah, and the commentary with Kinnear and the other, the psycho guy, is hilarious.
William Defoe.
William Defoe, yeah. Because they obviously, struck up a friendship, and they were just yucking it up on that.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
He's a funny guy, William Defoe.
Man, that was worth, a lot of those director things they're talking over the movie are boring. The Simpson ones were, for the most part, pretty interesting. On their DVDs, they had commentary. I don't know if is that still a thing they do, put the commentary on the DVD. They don't make DVDs.
I don't know. DVDs are out.
Blu-ray. Yeah.
But I'm sure they still do it. Blu-ray shit.
Death of 2020 on Netflix. Okay, cool. All right. Oh, did anybody put their change on the windowsill?
Is that
anybody?
A thing?
Anybody? Bueller? Yeah. I think I picked it up on MySpace. Some thing they posted on, like a meme or something,
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you put a denomination of each on the windowsill, and you make tons of money. So I've been doing it every year. How's that working out for you, Chief? I got my head. I'm out of. I have no debt. I have no fucking debt.
There you go.
Right?
So maybe it works.
So
it's how you perceive it.
I'm a debt-free SOB. I sleep well at night. Oh my God, I've been in the hole. Oh, I can't tell you how far. I am lost.
Oh, no debt here either.
That's a beauty, man. That's a son of a bitch. You're just paying on fucking interest. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. There's no getting
out of
it, it feels like.
With the headlines. An Idaho man.
Is that our guy?
David Rush, he's back. He's back.
All right.
Now, this was December 28th, so I don't know if he got what he was. He was heading for some total during the year. I don't know if he made it. But anyway, he caught throwing 52 nuts in the air and catching them in a can attached to his head. Oh, that's pretty clever.
Okay.
I don't know why this talent would come in handy, but...
No, but what the hell? They specify
well, he's broken
what kind
more
of
than,
nut?
Looks like
a walnut?
Like a planter peanut. A planter's peanut. Keep me away from those things, man.
Uh-huh.
I fucking love peanuts so much, and they totally just do not agree with me anymore. Oh, I get sick as a dog. But I'm sitting there eating the nuts going, oh, God, I love these things.
Not me. I learned my lesson. I got violently sick when I was a kid. Never touched another one.
I'm lying in the corner. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Not good for my boiler anymore. I can have
only
a handful like those
butter.
Little well those little packets they sell, like for 25 cents or whatever, 50 cents.
Yeah.
That's I can handle that many peanuts. So I'll buy one of those once in a while. But man, not that I can't buy that like fucking jar thing of peanut fuck that, no. I'll die.
You'll finish the whole thing.
Dead. Oh fuck yeah. I fucking love them. Or if they're in a mix of other stuff, like a Chex Mix or something, I can handle. But, keep me away from the jar. Won't be pretty. So anyway, caught 52 nuts on his head in a can with a can strapped to his head.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is consecutive. He didn't.
Well, in
a
time.
Row?
It's a, yeah,
okay.
52
within the time
in
the period. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. This guy's busy, man. He knows how to keep himself busy.
Oh, here we go. 52 catches in 1 minute, breaking the previous record of 38 catches. He says, I didn't want to use too much tape, but I had to keep the can on my head as I quickly made small adjustments. Yeah, he's bobbing around. It was enough to make it uncomfortable to remove. As for the relative level of pain to set a Guinness World Record, he says, I've had a lot worse, so... Congratulations, David. I hope he made his goal there.
Can we get this guy on the show? Is there a way to support him?
I am. The people aren't doing anything in Idaho, even when there's not a pandemic, right?
He's got to be on Facebook or something. We've got to get a hold of this cat.
Every fucking week, man. Idaho, man.
What he's doing next.
Idaho, man. Love him, man.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a dumb thing. I think everybody saw this. A Kentucky man uses flamethrower to clear snow from driveway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They don't have much snow in Kentucky. I've been down there, you know. I think I was talking about how they got lizards all over the place now.
Yeah.
It's pretty warm. I'd say it's probably warmer than Philly day. I didn't know Philly was so warm. But that was
it never used to be.
I thought that
freezing
was on par with
rain
Pittsburgh.
Today.
It was Pittsburgh cold as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's a lot warmer here than Pittsburgh. I think you're a little warmer than we are. Anyhow, this idiot dresses up like Cousin Eddie. You know, he's got the robe and the hat, flaps, and the smoking a cigar and the black or the galoshes. And he takes a video of himself clearing the snow. Oh, drinking a beer, smoking a cigar, and takes a video of himself putting it on the media. Look at me and a star.
And he is now.
The witty guy, he says, Browning Snow Services. That's his name, Timothy Browning. He says, Browning Snow Services, God bless America. You see what he did there? He's in America. Like, he's ignorant.
Like he is.
Hilarious. Kentucky, man. That's like one of the poorest states. It's probably the northern, I think you got Alabama, maybe, and Mississippi. And yet these fucking yahoos reelected Turtlehead again. What the fuck?
I know.
Another 6 years of that cocklick.
Unfucking believable. God. He's got to be on his day. He's got to be out of here soon. I mean, his hand's fucking black.
He's fucking evil, man. I mean, Bobo was a, you know, loose cannon, but an idiot. And fucking Turtlehead is fucking evil, man.
Pure evil.
Pure evil. We have a caller.
Funny looking guy. All right, bring him on.
I gotta find my phone sound effect.
There it is, and
welcome to Possum Hour. Who do we have here on the line?
Your favorite
GT?
Admiral.
Yep. It's GT. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
I just figured I have to bring in 010121 and bang.
Night. Nice.
Uh-huh. Good.
Nice.
Besides, I think Kate missed my voice.
Good to hear from you, sir. Thanks again for the card.
Yep. I didn't make sure
Here's
I was
going to
send Ted a card.
What's that?
I think next year I'll just send Ted a card.
Okay. I don't think this is any good. Like people sharing their worst Christmas gifts they ever had.
Yeah.
This one says, my mom gave me a box one Christmas, and before opening, I shook it. Inside was a dead hamster.
Shook it like a nanny.
Here's another one. One time my grandpa gave me a shattered mirror for Christmas and said, at least the mirror won't give you bad luck.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Wow.
If you think your Christmas present was the worst, then you're wrong. My dad gave me actual poop as a Christmas present because he thought it was funny.
Wow. Holy shit.
Had pooped in a box, wrapped it up, gave it to the kid, thought that was a gag.
Jesus Christ.
Boy.
Well, hope the kid didn't reach in and grab it.
Yeah, Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
Wow. This was bad. This guy was given a... They took a video. Oh, I like when they take a video of this thing, too. A foul present he was given by his godmother. The young man opened a red and white gift bag to find a candle inside. A label on the candle said, PS5 candle. Smells like you're not getting one. Burn! Smells like you're not getting... Fuck you, godmother. Who elected you, godmother, bitch?
Fuck.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Shitting on my Christmas. So to hell with her.
Uh-huh. I would re-gift daddy's poop to her.
I should give that one to godmother. There you go, godmother. I got just the thing for you. What the heck is this? I got Nostradamus' predictions for 2021.
Oh, okay. All right,
we'll end on that. That's cool.
Okay.
They're
always believable.
Of course, he's the French astrologer and doctor who's said to have accurately foretold some of the most monumental events in the last few hundred years. Which, you know, it's all in riddle form. You know, it's not in form of question like standard Jeopardy. It's like you can interpret it as anything.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy's
assassination.
And always
afterwards, you can say, he meant that.
Oh, yeah, that's what he meant. So this is what they think he means for this month, or for this year. The top six prophecies, 2021. Everything you'd want to know about the prophecy for next year, this year, here. You're about to hear them. Drink my beer. Number one, zombie apocalypse. Yeah, zombie apocalypse heading our way.
Okay.
Russia will create a biological weapon that will be bad news for humanity, create a virus that will turn people into zombies. You know, they already did that last year, didn't they? I mean, sit there staring at the TV all day, every day. I don't know about that. A biblical famine. We have one of those every year, for Christ's sake, somewhere. Yeah. This humanity is full of shitheads who let people go hungry. Well, he says this is the big mamu. It's a massive famine, the size of which the world has never seen. So looking forward to that. Solar storms. I like ye.
Solar storms. That's interesting.
All
right. I could go for that.
Solar storms. Here we go. Huge damage will be caused to our planet in 2021 by huge solar storms, naturally. As the devastation manifests itself across the globe, the doctor said there will be, or whatever doctor, any boombots, I think it was, there will be mass migration, and people living on Earth will start to fight over the few remaining natural resources. Ow, man.
All that one year, I like it.
He thought 2020 was fun. Look at this shit. Oh, hey, well, number four, Earth will be hit by an asteroid. If that wasn't enough. Solar storm.
Does this guy ever predict happy shit? Fucking Cassandra.
Nothing about oral sex or anything like that in here, man. It's all gloom and doom.
Oh, not your damage, bro. It's a bug.
I know. You reach around something, man. All right, yeah. So they're saying around May 6th is when the big rock's going to hit us. So
May 6th. All right.
Mark that one down on your calendar.
Does he say anything? Does he say anything about McDonald's starting to serve breakfast all day again? Anything in his haikus about that? Did I miss that?
I hadn't. They stopped doing that?
Well, they did here.
Get the. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that was like one of the few bright things about life that you could get your egg muffin any time of day.
Yeah. The only thing I like it with that store is you get it any time. Bastard.
Well, they get the I had no McRib. Like I said, good stuff, man. Thanks for calling in, GT. Good to hear from you, my friend. Okay, so what? Asteroid, big deal. Devastating earthquakes. We're going to have some earthquakes.
We think they're worse.
So, earthquakes went up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all.
We're in for a rocky year then, aren't we?
Well, they're just. This is just 2020 was just prep. That was just prepping us for this.
Oh, okay.
Coming apocalypse. Yeah. Devastating earthquake.
Get the zombies.
Oh, geez. November 25th. He knows the date. He's calling it. He's making it. It's like Babe Ruth pointing to the center stands there. He says, November 25th, 2021. Devastating earthquakes all over the place. So check back, man. Keep it in mind.
I'm writing all this shit down.
His passage reads, "The sloping park, great calamity. Through the lands of the West and Lombardy, the fire in the ship, plague and captivity, Mercury in Sagittarius, Saturn fading." Well, of course, then it's a devastating earthquake on November 25th.
Exactly.
What else could
it
be? That's a no-brainer there.
That is pretty clear.
Right. Makes sense to me. Right. Now.
All right, Nostril.
Finally, this number six, right? The Super Six. Here we go. Oh, cool. Well timed. We missed you, Fjord, because your tune's coming up, man. Oh, well. Here we go. Soldiers will have chips implanted into their brains. Now that...
That's feasible.
I can see happen. Yeah, that's on the feet. That's got feet. According to Nostradamus, they will be putting chips. How the fuck did he know what a chip was? He wrote, "The newly made one will lead the army, almost cut off, up to near the bank. Help from Milanals is elite straining. The Duke deprived of his eyes in Milan in an iron cage." Well, there you have it. I guess they're going to be saving us from the zombie apocalypse, which was number one.
And they need chips in their heads for that.
And you got to have chips. How are you gonna stop the zombie apocalypse without chips in your head? I ask you this.
That's right.
All right. His eye goes on.
That's just a glimmer of hope.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Yeah.
whipped cream and cinnamon sprinkles. Was asked to leave the establishment cause it didn't have a fucking mask.
Obscure bands, don't he?
Hope's fucking way hip on the music scene, man.
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, wait. He'll be way ahead of us. Holy cow.
That's right.
Between him and Reverend Wendy, I think they got the whole... Every weird band there is. Yeah. I'm still working on
Wendy even knew who Elvis Hitler was. She's seen him.
I know.
Yeah.
That was such a hoot. Oh, yeah, I saw that, man. Of course you have. Wild child. Anyhow, got the. We'll do the dreidel yodel Monday.
Okay.
Even though it's not kosher. Yeah, even. We have a polka tonight because I can't substitute. Tonight was a pretty easy show because I just pretty much used the shit from the show that we didn't do Monday.
Yeah.
But that worked out good. Nostradamus worked out good for tonight, I think.
Yeah.
January.
I like
first.
What you said. How the fuck would you know what a chip is?
Exactly. And, you know, and you read the verse, and you're like, and you came to this conclusion. How? Sheesh.
Remember the one that they had when the Twin Towers came down? They had a haiku that they claimed that Nostradamus wrote. Got twin brothers and one fall. Twin brothers falling in the new city or something. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then if I don't know, you've probably seen the. I'm sure Opez too, because he's a big fan. He's a fan of Lo of the Simpsons.
Yeah.
The Simpsons predicted Uncle Bobo. They predicted the Twin Towers.
They
predicted damn near everything that's happened in the last 20 years.
Well, they're Harvard boys. They know that shit.
Man, I used to love that show so much. I haven't watched that in so long. God.
Here, boy. After a while, no matter how good it is.
Yeah.
Can't keep it up.
Yeah, me and the boys, we made a point every Sunday, get together, watch that. And, you know.
It brings families together, The Simpsons.
It did. Not so much anymore. I haven't seen either of those assholes for like a year, man. Fuck. That's the worst thing about this year. I didn't get to see my kids that much. Because, you know, we're social distancing. Pointing.
Yep.
Although, I don't think I catch the Coco from apathetic nation. I don't think he leaves his bedroom. Need to see him. I ain't seen him in February, I think.
Well, you got the Mises to keep you company.
Oh, you know it. Man, that was the most satisfying snap I've ever heard in my life. After cleaning up mouse poopies all fucking day, I do, and then like some of them were like poop and pee, and then so they're like into the carpet, so you had to get down there and you know get the brush and scrape it out so you could.
I love this because when you first were complaining about these rodents a long time ago, it was always how bad you feel about killing them, and you want to do it the most humane way, and now you're like, yeah!
Die! I still don't want them to suffer, man.
Oh, jeez.
This guy got knocked out right away. Boom! He was dead,
there
Jim.
You go.
But the last guy, the guy before, he suffered a little bit because he was flip-flopping. I heard a couple of flip-flops.
Okay.
Like, flip-flop. Like, oh, jeez. He's got death throes going on there. I was hoping this guy, because I didn't pick him up right away, I was hoping he wouldn't, like, wake up later on and split, you know. Come to, go, oh, jeez, what the fuck happened? Oh, let me get the cheese before I leave. All right. Let's go. Let's poke. Oh, you'll like this one, GT. You don't need to skedaddle.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Oh, yeah!
Combo, baby.
Uh-huh.
I knew they ripped that. They cut that album. That's the first time I've ever heard of them. They did an album with Tiny Tim. Some great cuts on that. Isn't that the one with People Are Strange?
I don't know if they were in that one.
A big hit off of that one. I know I've got it, man. Oh, well. We'll play some more Tiny Tim then someday. Well, fun times. Yeah, you'll probably hear Tiny before we're done. Brave Combo and Tiny Tim, man. It's a great CD. It's a great download.
Spotify? I'm going to see if it's on Spotify.
Probably.
Yeah.
I can't think. I think it's called Girl or... Girl, yes.
Oh, okay.
Studio album. And, oh, it's got Hey Jude. One of the classics. Girl, a couple of Beatle covers. Beauty, man.
I'm intrigued.
Molson Canadian. All the songs on you, man. An old feeling.
I don't think I heard that.
Oh, Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Stairway to Heaven.
I heard that one.
It's classic. We played Hey Jude. It's just a good fucking Bye Bye Blackbird. It's a good fucking, I know. An effort.
Oh, yeah.
Love those days. Well, thanks everybody for coming.
Yes. We love Mosin the podcast. Happy New Year.
Canadian. Yeah, Happy New Year. That thing. It ain't starting out on the right foot, you know. at Operation Warp Speed, it turned out to be Operation Maxwell. Old Rochester, fire up the transporter. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Not everybody. Energize.
See, Jews in space.
They're missing anything new.
That one does have kind of whiskers on it, don't it?
You know our German fans love it.
I haven't heard from the Germans on that one. We'll see. They love Brooks over there, man. 59 seconds of hilarity, man. Mm-mm. So anyhow, I think everything was covered there. I still got my change on. I've got to talk about the change on the windowsill a lot, but it never really panned out.
Yeah, it's new to me.
Probably for the better.
It.
Yeah, there's like a million different ways that that's like a, you know.
Okay.
Old thing or whatever. So I put mine in a circle in the middle of my bedroom windowsill. I have a dollar, Sacagawea dollar, Ben Franklin half dollar, and then, you know, the usual suspect.
Got to do it in a hexagram or some kind of spiritual shit like that.
That's what I was hoping to get, like a, you know, like a, going on, like that.
Conjure
you know?
Up some evil spirits. Oh, I wanted
to Twilight. The fucking Twilight Zone was on, man. You know, you never know what's going to happen. So my pal, William Wyndham, or Bill, as he was billed, Bill Wyndham. the major in the toy bin.
Yep.
That was so cool.
Oh, he was,
man.
Was it Bill Wyndham on that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was looking at the end. I wanted to see his name. It was Bill Wyndham. I was like, hey. And then I'm thinking, man, that is so cool. We got, you know, we got to talk to him and shit, man. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was
definitely.
Like, priceless. I mean, fucking and he never met Rod Serling. How fucking crazy is that? Found that out here live on the show.
That's right.
All right, man. Well, if you're up to it, we can do it again Friday, Ricky.
Sounds
I mean,
good
Monday.
To me.
Monday, Friday, always whatever. Good. They're all, you know, when you're man of leisure, they're all the same. All right. Well, good night,
man. Good night.
Good night.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!